Good evening. Good evening to everyone this wonderful day. My name is Halim Mustafa. I also go by my name of Halim the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem. And I kind of further that saying Master Inspirational Success Teacher, World's Greatest Inspirational Success Teacher since Napoleon Hill, author of a book called Think and Grow Rich. We welcome you this evening here to this continuing effort to help you as young people be successful in your thinking. Now, we are only able to do this because we have a great sponsor that has put effort in to make sure that we get this message out there to you, young people under 30, and for those people who are a little more mature, who are over 30 and want to learn something, I suggest you tune in and listen very close and follow the young people who are the leaders of what we call the modern day achievers. Now, our sponsor is Reality Books, publisher of the American classic Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. And I say this to you about that book, and it's a very important book addressing what was an era in the African or Black American history, whereby his great-grandfather established Tuskegee University and was very successful in teaching the kind of things that we hope to teach you here about prosperous thinking, prosperous behavior, prosperous thinking, prosperous writing and money earning and not begging, but being so responsible that the world starts to open the doors to you because they know that you are a true person that know what you are here for on earth. Now, we're going to be having a special series this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The times normal here for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday show, which is Life Success Radio, we start at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have a two-hour slot. And then we also have the time slot, which starts at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And certainly we are asking you to help spread the word to your peers, to your family, for those that you care about, and you want to help them be successful in their thinking and behavior. The series we're going to do is going to be in three parts. Part one will be all of them are under what we call the VAPS, V-A-P-S, V-A-P-S 314. So this is a special what is the modern day achiever's way of success. See, you have all other kind of ways of success and ways of failure, but we feel the modern day achiever's way is a way of the future that's going to take you to a whole nother level of leadership. And people will be following you because you will have the checkmate. You have put a checkmate on those who are trying to keep you down. Nothing can keep you down but you. And as long as you are associated with modern day achievers, you would never be down because you are a new breed of leadership, men and women. So for this series, I'll just kind of go over a summary. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the summary of what is VAPS, V-A-P-S, is standing for an acronym, which is Visionaring, Abstract Projection Strategies. I'll repeat that again. Monday's today's show is going to be focused on Visionaring, Abstract Projection Strategies. And Tuesday's show tomorrow will be Visioneering, like Vision Engineering, Visioneering, Action, Planning Success. I repeat it, Visionary, Action, Planning Success. And on Wednesday, it will be Visionaring, like millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires. So Visionaring, Accumulation, Prosperity, Spiritual Awareness. So here we go again. That's Visionaring, Accumulation of Prosperity, through spiritual awareness. So that's part one, part two, and part three. So we'll be starting part one shortly, but I want to kind of go over a few things to let you know. that, first of all, let me just start in prayer. It's very important to put our spirits in the right temperament. So in my tradition, as a human being who believes strongly in the universal creator who made everything, the monkey, the ape, the elephant, the tiger, made you and I, your mother and your father, everybody who has a soul, a heart, a mind to think, a paramecium, a one-cell creature that was, in water that continues to exist. So that universe, this is who we pray to, and join me in prayer, if you will, or silence in your thought. Right, here we go. I'll say it in Arabic and English. Ayyuzu bilahi minashayta irrajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amen. I'll say what I said in English, what I just read to you in my making this prayer from my heart, in Arabic, and it says in English, we seek refuge with God away from the cursed devil Satan. With the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to God, cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, thy aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way on those who do not have a life of wrath and who go not astray. Amen. That's what we say. Now, I want to say that as we start this series, 1, 2, and 3, I'm going to also extrapolate some other aspect that we're going to do, which will include we're going to start a series of a lot of people who are friends of mine and some who are not, who are business people, who are political people, who are educators, who will be interviewed on what we call Blessed to be Blessed series. It'll be a series that we're going to do, Blessed to be Blessed, and it will be for the adults and youth. And so that's something that you'll be hearing a lot of, because these are very important stories of people who know what it is to be blessed. And we hope that you will be able to experience through them their stories, a way to get in touch with your heart, in touch with your soul, in touch with your job as a human being, because we all were born here to have a purpose, not to just exist like leaves or just the wind. See, human beings have a very special job to manage this creation, and we're hoping that coming into your right thinking as a modern-day achiever will become the new leaders to show your parents, to show your peers, to show those who had lost faith in you, maybe just for a split second, that you're not out of touch. You're on the scene, and you're here to show them how to believe in their dreams. So here we go. So visionary is a term that, you know, I kind of put together words, so you may have heard some words like these, but a lot of times I put together words out of my own imagination, and don't be afraid to do that. It's important that you challenge your intellectual thinking and don't be average like everybody else, because a lot of people don't have the courage to kind of think outside the box or even live in the box, right? So you got to know how to live in the box of a reality in this world, but you got to know how to think out of the box so that you don't get trapped in the box with the losers in the box who don't believe in themselves. And when they see you believe in yourself, they get mad at you, but they won't say that they're mad at you. But when you look at their faces, they won't be smiling. That's a sign for the people who are happy with you. They smile and they engage themselves in conversation of politeness. But I must warn you too, be careful of some smiles. Some smiles are very deceitful. They smile in your face. They want to take your place, not just for your girlfriend, but for what is your inheritance, your heritance, your cultural inheritance, your spiritual inheritance, reward for you and your being a good young man and a good young lady. There's people that want to take you and make you a kind of like a person that becomes an evil Lena or mean old man, and you got to be very careful. So everybody that smiles is not going to be your true friend. Just know that. But you just be aware. Okay, so visionary is the idea of thinking outside the box. And by doing so, you can come up with all kind of different things that you see as solutions to help your society. Now, let me back up. I left one thing out here. It's important that you understand that you, as a modern-day achiever, and you who are under 30 and for sure who are mature enough to think and mature enough to know how to treat people with respect, we call you a modern-day achiever Z generation, like the zebra for the letter Z and generation as leadership. So you're Z generation. And so as modern-day achiever, Z generation, we have a high expectation for you. And let me just give you an example before I go into what I was going to go first. So what we hope to do here through the NBA way for the Z generation is to develop you as individuals and as a collective group through wealth, thinking, planning, promotion, and long-term prosperity strategies. See, you have to understand, people, some want to keep you poor, and if you come from a neighborhood like myself, and even from experience maybe living on welfare, which I myself was a welfare child, it wasn't my choice, it was just the circumstances which I was born in. So you have to know that you don't have to be a welfare all your life. You can, like, take that as a challenge to make yourself better, because all it is for me was rocket fuel for my soul. See, when you come from a situation that is, like, despair or something that is, like, out of the norm, you turn on the juices, say, I want to get out of here, man. I want to get out of this storm. I want to get to the serenity of the beach. I want to get to the serenity of laying on the sand and just enjoying the sunshine and just enjoying life. So use everything you have that might be a situation that might be negative. Use it as fuel for your mind and your soul to outperform the people who could give up too soon. And when you learn the power of being a modern day achiever, you know that you never know when you're going to get the blessing that's going to open the door for you in life. So never give up, because if you give up too soon, you might miss the opportunity, and then you got to start all over, and then it's going to be maybe not enough time for you to make it through the finish line. But if you listen closely to what I share with you as the Blessed to Be Blessed series, you'll hear from people who are very much coming from different challenging circumstances to be very successful. And so I'll be interviewing them at some point within the next week, probably. I'll start that schedule because I've been scheduling people in. And then also I'll be scheduling in for you some of your peers as Z generation modern day achievers who also themselves are on a really nice curve to be successful in working with what we offer as opportunity to learn how to be a leader and not a follower. Because as modern day achievers, you can only follow you. You can't follow everybody else, because some people may want to be a fool instead of being yourself. So here you go, Vape. VAPS. So that's like visionary, looking to the future and figuring out what you're going to do. That's a simple way to look at it. Now, abstract is the idea of looking at something that might be in a box and figuring out how to get it out the box and make it like different and better. And that's called using your creative imagination to look at the good and bad and find the better. So look at the good and bad and find the better. That's what I see abstract as. Because you never know, like you heard of abstract art and abstract music and these kind of things. You even have abstract people that you, as a modern day achiever, Z generation, you are a leader and you figure out how to make this person better through giving them some insights as to the gifts they have. Because some people don't realize their gifts until it's too late. Or some people recognize them real early and they get busy and be successful and make things happen to help society and not be selfish and just helping themselves. So your abstract thinking is not just in thought process. It's observing nature. It's observing the working in relations of nature biochemically. You're looking at nature in terms astrologically. You're looking at nature in terms of what is astronomy, right? You're looking at the ideas of what is, I guess, space travel and all kind of things. Don't limit yourself. Think about the future and make the future your way. You can have it your way. It don't have to be that company that says, have it your way with this food that is not nutritional. So, you know, you got to be very careful on that. I won't go into that discussion right now, but let's stick on topic here. So, visionary, abstract, projection. Now, projection is like, for me, using your imagination again to project your thinking on a canvas somewhere in life. Now, a canvas, it might be on a piece of paper that you're thinking and writing and scribbling and making notes or drawing, whatever it is that helps you to kind of think through the process, that becomes your canvas. Now, I'm going to share a thought with you. With your imagination, and I did this before, and I still do it now, say you look at the canopy of the universe and you see the stars at night and you're figuring out, well, wow, what's on my heart? And so what I would do, I would take what's in my heart and my head and use my mind to project it on the canvas of the stars in the sky. And I would use that to look at it in a very big, holistic way. I could flip it around and turn it upside down and just kind of use all kind of imagination so it could become clearer and clearer and clearer. So then after I get it really clear, like focused like I want it, and I done put it in my thinking process, I say, wow, I like that idea. And then I bring it down back into my head and put it in my heart, and that becomes the idea of projecting, right? So you got to do projection planning. People do it for financial reasons. People do projective planning just for new ideas. People do a lot of projections, and you have to learn to use your imagination to do your projections. You can't just do it really lethargically and like with no creativity, because if you don't have any creativity, it's like almost being dead. Because everybody has creativity, everybody, but some people are aliens, and they're the ones who don't know how to smile, and they're the ones who get older and stop smiling, and then pretty soon you young people, as the modern day achievers, Z generation, you come in the room with a big old smile on your face and optimism all in your heart and just like excited about doing something, helping the world and helping people and helping end homelessness and helping end racism and helping to end the ideas of unpatriotic duty by anyone who's in political office. You actually feel like you can go in and educate them about the fact that you human beings have responsibility to other human beings on earth. And not just human beings, but animals and everything that's on earth. We have to become green conscious, because this is our home God Almighty gave us as a test for us, and also a blessing, but also it could be a curse if you don't do what's right. And that's your job to learn which way to go, right or wrong. That's a decision we all have to make. So don't be afraid. Make a decision, but listen to me closely. if you make a wrong decision, life is not over. And all you have to do is go ask on your knees or laying in your bed or walking down the street with your, you know, thoughts on your head and projecting your feelings and asking God in whatever way you can say it. It doesn't matter. You can just say it like words, God, please help me get back on track. I made a mistake. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. And he, you're forgiven. As soon as you said that, you're forgiven. Because that means he knows, and I know, and you eventually know, that, you know, this mercy of our universal creator, it outweighs his wrath. His mercy outweighs his wrath. Now, that doesn't mean that you want to take a chance and seeing if the wrath is really as bad as it is, right? Now, I know some people who took a chance on that wrath and went to prison and stayed years in prison and got out of prison and didn't learn the lesson, went back to get out again, go back to prison again, and pretty soon they locked into their old behavior, and you see them, they look like a thousand-year-old mummy or a thousand-year-old evil person that looks like guy has got some kind of, I guess I see Harry Potter, I think I might have saw it, where this evil witch kind of guy, an evil witch kind of lady in The Wizard of Oz, where they's like, I'm so sad, but I'm going to act mean to you. I'm really sad, but I'm going to act mean to you because I'm so sad. I'm going to be mean because everybody don't like me. And that's not the case, but you put yourself in that disposition, so you got to live with it now. So, young people, listen close. You got to learn that everything you make is called a decision, and every decision has a consequence. And if you make the wrong decision, there's going to be a consequence, and you got to be able to be a man, a woman, and not a mouse to go through it and come out on the other side smelling like a rose and looking like a star and knowing that your life is on a whole nother plane because you've seen the reality of losing your thoughts or your happy thoughts, as I like to say, like Peter Pan, played by my best friend, Robin Williams. I really love that gentleman. He's very much one of the people that I chime and mimic. So you have to understand, in Peter Pan's movie that he was starring in, the young people were sitting at the table waiting for their dinner, and he came in the room. Well, he was already sitting at the table, excuse me, and they says, we're ready to eat. And he said, okay, let me see what I can do. But he lost his smile, and he couldn't make the food. So when you have the smile, that's confidence. When you have the confidence, there's nothing you cannot do. If you want to play music, if you want to draw pictures, if you want to express yourself like the most highest intellectual in the world, you can do it. But when you lose your smile, you start being depressed, and then you have a short-term memory, and then you're out of it. So you got to learn how. Excuse me for a second. Hold on, please. Yes, I tell you, I really appreciate. We have a great crew here with us here, and I tell you, it's a team effort, and we all work as a team. And so, things come up, you know, family matters, you know, emergencies, and so we have a team, and that's what you want to learn in life, that everything that you're going to do in terms of being successful, teamwork is the best way to do it, and that they have an acronym that says together everyone achieves more, and that's a fact. With a great team, they look after your interests and you don't even know it. Like things happen and boom, there it is. Team members come through. Like, okay, I'm just going a little thought on that teamwork effort. So the championship basketball team that's out there now, the ones who play the best are the ones who have the best team spirit, and they play unselfishly because they know that when they play unselfishly, the other players will be unselfish as well, and they will share the ball. And they end up winning championships like the Warriors did, okay? Like before that, the Cavaliers won because they had the teamwork. And now, you know, then later, the Warriors got the Kevin Durant, and then they became like the team leaders. And so there's another team out there that's coming too. So don't think just because you have two mega giants that's in the playoffs every year that they're going to be the only one coming. There might be some rookies coming right out of college, and they learn how to work together as a team, and they can be very solid and make things happen and just be so quick, everybody be falling down trying to catch up to the ball. So I'm saying to you, as modern-day achievers, we are a team, and we work together because together everyone achieves more. Remember that one. Now, I want to say this show here for those who just tuned in, that we are, this is Life Success Radio, and we actually, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, at 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have this particular call happening, and on Tuesday, on the 6 p.m. through 8 on Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. through 6 on Pacific Standard Time. So we're always here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with some inspirational messages for you. And we're sponsored by Reality Books, publisher of the American classic Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. And that's very, very critical. At some point, we're going to be doing some ways to help you young people make money and learn how to save your money and learn how to invest your money and learn how not to be dependent on Social Security to be your only means of income. Because, well, I'm going a little tangent, but let me just say it while I got it on my mind. Social Security, some people have been robbing the bank. They've been robbing the bank, which is the money that people, maybe your parents and maybe your brothers and sisters, have paid into over a period of time. And some people come and rob that bank, and they say, well, we're going to pay it back. So they take out money from the savings that everyone has been putting in through their FICAs and whatever else that they put in to actually help this country through paying taxes. And these thieves, some call them politicians, but if I'm being too mean, I'm not trying to be. I'm only sharing with you what these people act like when they take money from the future of you who have paid into it. And you have expectation at some point when you get, to the point you're ready to retire, that you have something to retire on. And so this money disappears, and anyway, some people get rich on it, and some people leave the problem to the next generation. And that's why you, young people, as the modern-day achiever, Z generation, have a responsibility to show the people in the past and in the future how to do it right. If you do it right, or when you do it right, your life will be like clean and out of sight. That means you don't have to worry about any skeletons in your closet that, hey, you stole money from the future of my great-grandson, or you stole it from his great-grandson and whatever. So don't steal money. So anything, okay, we're sponsored by Reality Books, publisher, I mentioned, of the American classic Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. And so we come on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Same time, same channel, same MDA station. I want to say that we want you to tune in because we have something very special for you all. And we're going to begin interviewing you young people as well. But initially, we're going to start the interviews with a lot of the triple OG, double X OGs, for those who got a little street terminology. We're going to actually get some people who actually have grown through certain challenges in life to be very successful, and they're going to share with you some real stories that some will make you cry, and some will make you laugh, and some will make you appreciate the fact that you didn't have to go through what they went through. So they're going to do things to help you understand how to be successful in this 21st century and beyond. So just stay tuned. The series is going to be called Blessed to be Blessed, and you'll be hearing and seeing more of the advertisement, Blessed to be Blessed. And we just want to get you to start thinking about being blessed to be blessed. And that's like, what does it mean, though, blessed to be blessed? Question you should ask yourself, what does it mean, blessed to be blessed? What it's saying is that when you're given, to much whom is given, much is expected. To whom much is given, much is expected. Okay, so for example, your mother and your father, they go to work every day, and they put in money to get you to school, buy you clothes, buy you food, and they expect you to graduate from school and pursue your life in school if that's your goal, to go to college and look at a career that you can be able to take care of yourself and bring some respect to the family. So they're expecting you to take the blessings that they're giving you and creating your own blessing by being successful so you can pass it on to others in the future, right? You don't pass it backwards, you pass it forward. So everything you do is all about forward thinking. So when you know, blessed to be blessed, I want you to think about that, because we're going to ask you to participate in something that we do with the Modern Day Achievers students, whom are like you've got K-12 as a structure and even a PhD going to college and beyond. We have student leadership training, and these actually occur on a Saturday morning conference call, which starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 12 noon Central Standard Time, and that's 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And what you want to do on that one, you want to dial a number of 641-715-0700. I'll repeat that number, 641-715-0700. And you put a PIN number of 294-536-pound. I repeat the PIN number, 294-536-pound. And there you end to a conference call that lasts 1 hour. And don't be late, because if you're late, I'll ask you very kindly and very nicely to get off the phone, because you are not managing time and you are not respecting my time. And therefore, if you don't respect my time, I'm sure you don't respect your time. So we say get off the phone and call next week, but don't be late. So keep that in mind. Now, okay, too, I want to say while I'm saying this that we have a Saturday show that's actually, it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's actually a show that's presented by the sponsor here, Booker of Reality Books, which is the great grandson of the famous educational director of Tuskegee Institute, great grandson. And so he actually speaks from a very authoritative position about his great grandfather's uniqueness and what he offered to help black people who had just came out of slavery and were figuring out what to do with their lives. He actually showed them some common sense ways to deal with things such as education, politics, religion, and economics, right? And that's very important even now today. So I think you should tune into that one. And that number, call in, will be the same that you called in here, which is 646-668-8063. You would call again on Saturday evening, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, p.m., or that would be 8 o'clock Central, or that would be 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 646-668-8063. Now, I want to say also now, this is something that's hot off the press. And when I say that one, I have these epiphanies. And as a visionaire, so as a visionaire, one who is thinking outside the box, and one who is a visionaire, who one is who like engineering things, putting things together to make sure they work. And for those who are a vision, we call it a vision. The third one is for the envision. Visionaire. Visioneering and visionaires. So visionaries are those who are making money and showing people how to make money, right? So this is something necessary to you, the Z generation. So the modern day achievers, Z generation, we say to you, wise up, not rise, but wise, W-I-S-E. Wise up, heaven in you, freedom has come. Don't let it leave. So you have to understand, you have to wise up to see your freedom. If you don't wise up and see your freedom, you won't know that you're in a situation that's going to take you straight to that word called H-E-L-L. Now, it's not something that is foreign that you may think that that's something that's like at the bottom of the under the ground. No, you can have hell, H-E-L-L, on earth, living a life that is not right. So we're hoping that you will wise up, heaven in you, realize that heaven is in you, and make your freedom come by doing the right thing. Don't be a dumb, okay? So Z Generation, this is a message that you must carry as a part of the mission of the Modern Day Achievers. Now, we're going to be taking efforts for, I'm going to say, for the next 2 weeks, for the next 2 days this week, which is Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're going to deal with part two and part three of what we're dealing with the vapes, V-A-P-S. And certainly we have given you some idea what vapes is representing as an acronym for those who are learning how to use their vision, how to use their engineering, and how to use their visionary, like making money with their thoughts. So for the Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to cover the visioneering part, which is like engineering, visioneering, and we're going to deal with the ideas of vapes as visioneering, action, planning, success. See, you just can't be just talking about it or just dreaming about it. You got to be in motion, moving your vehicle, your mind, and your heart to reach your goal. That has to be the most important thing to you, and don't let nobody get in your way, not even yourself. If you're feeling sick one day because you're kind of tired, you got to say, I'm not tired. But then you get some sleep after you finish working toward your goal. But you can't use no excuses, because people do not have it. They do not listen to excuses. They say, I don't have time for excuses. And you yourself, as you become successful, you'll be the same way. You'll understand the magic or the power what is called the spiritual insights that happen from the struggle. See, because when it gets a little difficult and you start losing your courage, then the struggle gets weaker and weaker and weaker to the point that you start to sub-exist. You become like a paramecium. You start crawling on the ground, and you might even become homeless. You don't know. Things happen. But I'm just giving you some information. Never lose your courage. Never lose your faith. Always know that everything happens for a reason. So part of Tuesday's show will be visioneering, action, planning, success. So you got to put the ideas, what you want, forward. You can't sit on them, and you got to write them down. You got to focus on them. You got to think about them all the time. You have to just put your mind in heaven and in the process, and never go to hell in the thinking process as you go through life. And then Wednesday, we're going to deal with the idea of visionary, which is like people who are like millionaires, trillionaires, and that kind of thing. So vision to make money, basically. You can summarize it like that, vision to make money. And that becomes visionary. And then you have A for accumulation through prosperity and spiritual awareness, right? So key point of the bottom line, nothing's going to happen without spiritual awareness. That's just the creation's default to what it does to bring rewards to you for doing what is right in this live universe of choices that we have to make. And the universe is alive, and if you do the wrong thing, it's going to tell on you. It's as simple as that. You say, what's it going to tell on me? No, it's going to tell on you. But let's watch this one. If you say you're sneaking off and you're drinking alcohol, and every day you're using drugs, every day and every time people see you, you're doing that, but you think they don't know you're doing it, but they look at your face, they see you starting to fade away, your eyes are just kind of rotating in the back of your head, and you're just not the same person, you're wobbling down the street, and you think that you're all that in the bag of chips, because you got whatever you think you got to make the ladies or the guys love you, but after a while, we look at you and say, that person's a drunk, a fool, a dope addict, a loser, right? So you got to be very aware that your behavior, people watch you in your behavior. They don't hear you in your words. So you have to make your behavior talk for itself. and they see you walking, they see you talking, they see you being out there as a human being, they say, that's a person that's successful, driven, and I want to be a success. Let me follow that one. And we say that that one or those ones are the modern day achievers, Z generation. So that's going to be what's going to happen for the next 2 days. And we'll go more detail. But this probably most likely as we start doing, we'll probably put together a project for you to start writing some books for yourself. Because as we interview you, we want you to start the idea of writing down lessons so these lessons can help you with leadership. And that's a part of the process to making you a modern-day achiever. See, to be a modern-day achiever, you got to be balanced. You cannot be one-dimensional. You got to be multidimensional. Because sometimes you have to be, say, the person who maybe has to take the trash out, right? You may have to be a person sometimes who brings the food in. You may have to be a person sometimes who answers the phone. You may have to be the person that sometimes tell people security is on watch, so don't come in this door, go that door. So you got to be ready to do everything it takes to be successful in your own little world, even if you're a little desk at home or your desk at school. That's your corporation. So your corporation, it doesn't have to be a big old building. It could be right there in your mind or in your briefcase or in your pocket as a phone. So you can get a phone nowadays and run a business. So we're going to show you all these different applications. But the most important thing that I say to you is never, ever forget your imagination. Your imagination is a wonderful thing. Your imagination can help you go beyond your dreams. See, because when you just have dreams, pretty soon they disappear. But the imagination, it will keep soaring until it makes things happen for you, because your imagination is something that comes from God Almighty in creation. He gives that imagination to make your mind come alive. As you look at creation, you see the different things, and pretty soon you start taking off. Your mind starts flooring, and you can't stop it, because every time you open your eyes, you see nature growing. And nature is there as a teaching tool, as an inspirational tool. So you have to learn how to be aware, because if you are drunk and on drugs, you're in a stupor, you have ignorance, you can't see the things that are moving in your life. You can't see the people who love you, the kind people who do things for you. You can't see it because you are inebriated or you are acting a fool trying to show off at school to be the most stupidest person on campus, because they're using that right now today in the social media to make people act real stupid, and they go for 15 minutes of fame, but today there's only like 1 second of fame, because after that, they know you a lame duck, and you'll never get a chance again, not on this TV show. Check this out. Now, let me show what I'm talking about. Now, I sometimes watch this TV, but I really don't watch TV because it gets in my way. I'm too busy, really. And so, you know, I come in sometime, and I see a show talking about, you know, who on different judges that they're doing these shows and different talk show hosts they're doing the relationships. Well, whose baby is this? Who's the daddy? And what was said over here? So all this stuff is a bunch of soap operas, man. And ladies, don't get it hung up in the soap operas. Those soap operas make you lethargic, and pretty soon you forget about your own vision, your own imagination, and you'll be living your life vicariously through these fools who don't know what to do with their life. So they get on TV, and they tell all their business to the TV, to the world, and now they talking about, now I don't know what's wrong with me. People don't like me. Well, you know what? If I saw you on TV doing what you do, I would never talk to you, fool. So listen, don't get your life into a soap opera to be a soap opera queen or a soap opera king. Become a modern-day achiever, and I guarantee you, you'll be the leader as the next generation. So here goes. So just be aware. So we want to go further on some things, because a part of the job that you have to do, you have to have multiple interplanetary disciplines to acquire your spiritual success and salvation. You have to have multiple interplanetary, that's interplanetary, like the planets of the universe. That means that the planetary universe has all kind of different things to teach you, but you have to use your imagination to go listen and watch it and analyze it and see what it's doing and and let's, like, you know, figure out, okay, wow, what does that do? The comet, what does it do? The stars falling, what does it do? Wow, look at the constellations, wow. You know, so all that is a wow, 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 wow. And all this to do is it's going to start your engines up, right? So you must have multiple interplanetary disciplines. And disciplines is something you can never take for granted. That means you be so consistent in your life purpose that, like, the sun is very disciplined. And even though we know it doesn't move, at least from our solar system, but something bigger, it might be rotating around something bigger, but we actually are rotating around the sun. But it appears as though the sun is moving, but we are actually rotating around the sun on the planets. But around the bigger universe picture, the sun might be like a minnow rotating around something bigger, like a shark or something. You know, I just give a metaphor for fish. But what I'm saying to you is that the universe is so expanding, so extraordinary. It's such an encouragement. It's going to give you inspiration if you just tune in. See a falling star, you know, make a wish, but the wish will not happen if you don't put some work behind it. Don't be no fool now. Think, I'm just going to keep wishing. Well, keep on wishing, and you'll be missing out. You got to do some wishing, and you got to do some work. That comes hand in hand. Wishing and work. Wishing and work. Wish work, wish work, wish work, wish work. And that's like sound like a wish work, which work, which work. Like you have a car with the windshield going back and forth, like the wiper blade, the rain is out there. So wish work, wish work. You gotta clear the way so you can see. So you gotta list wish work, wish work. And so pretty soon you get so good that you can see in the rain. And then you really get good, you can see in the fog and all kinds of things. So everything has a purpose, and you just got to learn to use all of it for your growth and development. So multiple disciplinary disciplines to acquire spiritual success and salvation, right? So I'm going to say this to you as we winding down here. We've got like 12 minutes here. But so modern day achievers, Z generation, we have certain things we do, which is unusual, but it's very natural. So when we meet as a group, we talk on the phone, whatever, we don't say hello. That's like the devil's language. So what we say as a group, we say individually to each other and as a group, we say heaven up when we meet. Heaven up, right? Heaven up compared to hello, it doesn't feel like hello feels like something really negative, like old fortune that forgot how to smile. So heaven up is what we say as greeting, and when we leave, we say forward to the future. Now, we learn it in all kind of languages, so we're universal in that regard, that we want to help the world come together so we can do things to help the general public, which brings me to something I want to say. January 5th, which is coming up in 2019, the Modern Day Achievers is planning a telethon to raise $1 billion to help in homelessness in America, to help in K-12 education deprivement of, like, learning the STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, and also to help in homelessness or hunger in America amongst families, and as well as deal with some planetary things that help our society preserve the air, preserve the water, and learn how to live as people together on this planet Earth. So this is a day that was originally given to Dr. George Washington Carp, who was a great American scientist, who actually was recruited to come to Tuskegee University by the founder, Dr. Booker T. Washington. And Dr. Carver done such extraordinary work in science that he became known as the father of chemistry, which is C-H-E-M-U-R-G-Y. And chemistry, it means today, biochemical, technological engineer. And he did things with the peanut, with the soybean, with the crop rotation, with the pecans. And he was so, so extraordinary. And he came from slavery, so he was really handicapped. But he didn't let his circumstances handicap his mind, same as you. You can't let nothing handicap your mind, handicap your heart, your soul. You got to say, hey, this is a gift from God. Let me use it right. So Dr. Carvey did all kind of things to help the world. And I can't go in a lot of detail now, but point is, I'll make a point next time to make sure I have a lot of time for that, because we're going to be doing a 1 hour here for the next 2 days, and then I'm actually having interviews that's going to happen for the second hour, and we'll have interviews continuing, because these are going to be teaching tools to help you learn how to make better decisions. And so Dr. Carver's federal holiday was passed under a law that was passed in 1945 by Congress. Now, Dr. Carver, he left here from Earth. He passed from his physical life on Friday, January 5th, 1943, which was a Juma Day. For those who are Muslim, they would understand Juma Day is a day of the opening of the universe, where that the believers can go to a higher level. So God took them in. And Congress passed a law in 1945 designating January 5 to forever be a federal holiday, a federal recognition day, a national recognition day for Dr. Carver under Public Law 290. So Public Law 290 was signed by President Harry S. Truman designating January 5th that all federal buildings would fly flags half-staff in honor to him as a human being, even though, keep in mind, America was very, very racist for who weren't white, and this was just a fact. But Dr. Carver never let that stop him, and I want you to never let anything stop you. Just because you might be a different skin color doesn't mean that you don't have the ability to achieve. You have to understand that sometimes in this world, things could be really unfair by people who work against people who are of a different color. So we don't let color stop us. What stops us is ourselves. And never let yourself stop you, because when you believe in yourself as a modern-day achiever, you become the great human being that God has made you. So in my last few, I want to say this, that we actually are this telethon. We're raising $1 billion so we can actually help save America. Number one, from itself, because we have too many people that are working against the good nature of the history of this country's proven people who had hearts for helping humanity. Now, you might know some of them, but I'm going to just mention, I guess, one in modern times, Michael Jackson, as an example. People might say a lot of things about him being so strange, but you know what? He was really the most... he was the most generous person in the world. He gave away more money than Oprah Winfrey and any other body, Bill Gates and anyone else. He gave away so much money because for him it was about helping the future. And so there's things that we're going to do involving him and giving his legacy some look. And maybe we have someone that could, maybe he's not really dead. Maybe he just went and cried into that little unit that preserved his life, and may reappear again. I don't know. God has his own way of knowing things, but just understand that there's other people who've done things as well. There was, like, say, there was Henry Ford that done things. There was other people who done things, like John F. Kennedy, and there's other people who done things like Booker T. Washington. There's people like Harriet Tubman. There's people like that you might just know in terms of your history books. But point is this, not everybody who done something did it for the right intention. Some people did it to take other people's money, to steal other people's land, and all the other kind of stuff. So we got to be very, very aware that the life, legacy, and legend of people, sometimes we got to put it through a microscope or a looking glass or a telescope and look at the close-up and the far away and analyze it so that we don't be fooled to think that these people who they might give federal holidays to are true people. And I'm not going to go into any specific names, but I'm telling you, if you look at history, you'll find a lot of people really had developed advantage over other people who were like not color. They were like, so-called white people. They unfortunately would chain down the people who had color, because there was a scheme that they wanted to destroy these people's potential And so they did it over a period of time and helped people to a point that people became dysfunctional. And so today, our job is to help those people's ancestors who are now dysfunctional to wake up and start taking responsibility to do for self. So please join us with the Modern Day Achievers. And I'd like to leave you with a song that I wrote. I keep saying this, so this song is one of my first ever song I ever wrote. And so bear with me as I say this song and our departure. It says, I tried to be a star, but I didn't get very far. I pretended to be a saint, but my friends told me, man, you ain't. After years of struggle and taking double, I finally came to realize I needed something more. I prayed, the Creator opened up the door. The first thing He did was make me strong, and now I know that I belong on earth, so I can give a little more. That's why He opened up the door. It's peace on us if we believe that all together we can achieve. He made the earth. He made the sun. He made us all to grow as one. We got to save our children. So take the time to train your mind to see the signs. Don't ignore them. God is one. God is one. God is one. Much love and appreciation to you. So my name again is Haleem the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem, Master Inspirational Success Teacher, world's greatest inspirational success teacher since Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich. So I say to you until next time tomorrow, I say to you in what I say, As-salam wa alaikum. May God's peace and blessing be with you. Thank you.
And now a brief word from our sponsor, Reality Books, publisher of Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. A short extract from the book, Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. God will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. In other words, until they change their way of thinking. Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution is designed to help African Americans and other ethnicities change their way of thinking. This is a book that will change America, and it is on sale for only $20 plus $5 postage and handling. You can order your book now by sending a text message to area code 706-399-5006. Please put your name and the number of books that you would like to order, and you will be contacted to arrange payment information so that the book can be mailed to you immediately. So please go ahead and don't hesitate. Order your copy today. Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution, published by Reality Books. The author of this book is the great-grandson, the senior great-grandson of Booker T. Washington, the founder of the famous Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, now known as Tuskegee University. The great-grandson of Booker T. Washington is inviting you to order his book. Send a text to area code 706-399-5006. The book is only $20 plus $5 postage and handling. Order your copy today. Thank you. Thank you.